Ghost Hunting in New England,
your favorite spooky podcast.
Hello and happy Wednesday. Welcome to the very last episode of Ghost Hunting in New England in 2019. I can't believe it. End of a year. This has been a wild year, and I've had so much fun hanging out with you guys every week and talking about ghosts and ghouls and poltergeists and everything else wild and spooky. When Beth and I first discussed ending our first season, we really wanted to make it a big roundup of everything awesome that kind of happened and occurred in the last year and talk about all that stuff and speak out to some guests and friends. So unfortunately, even though Beth isn't here, I'm still gonna kind of do that. So get ready to hear some funny outtakes that her and I had throughout this last 2019. Get ready to hear from some past guests and just some awesome moments that we've shared and had and laughed together with. Honestly, this has been such a wild ride, this being our first year here. We've gotten letters from all over the world, all over the continental United States. We've had fans send us stuff from everywhere. Thank you, Daniel. I believe that is the furthest gift we've gotten. Been hooked up with other organizations, had stints on little TV things here and there. And it's just been absolutely incredible. You know, whenever you start any kind of creative project, you're like, oh my goodness, I hope someone out there listens. I believe when Beth and I started, I think my goal was if we could get like 25 listens an episode for our first couple months, then I'd be really, really happy. And by the skin of our teeth, we hit that 25 number. So thank you guys so, so much. This has been so fun. The support we've gotten has been unbelievable. Thank you all for sending me stuff online, always responding to our stories, sending in your drive-by ghostings, even just sending me funny clips, funny memes, tagging us and stuff. It's been so much fun, not only sitting here in Somerville Media Center getting to know all these people, not only getting to know more people in the paranormal community in New England, but getting to know you guys all over the country and all over the world and hearing your spooky stories and just finding out what wonderful, incredible people are all out there. So thank you so, so much. I'm so grateful. And yeah, so let's just get started. Get ready for a fun mashup.
Hi.
Just keep talking.
I'm going to start.
Start again.
That. Yeah, just start doing that. And we are so happy to announce our first ever guest here at New England Ghost Hunting Podcast.
You don't even know the name of our podcast. Would you like me to start?
You can start.
Hi, we're so excited today to welcome our very first guest to Ghost Hunting in New England Podcast, and his name is Barry Corbin.
Right, we're recording. So do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Whatever.
With our intro.
Ghosts, spooks.
Okay, and welcome back to this week's episode of Ghost Hunting in New England with Amelia
and Beth.
Hello and happy Wednesday. My headphones aren't working.
You don't sound too enthusiastic about that.
I'm very enthusiastic and happy.
You should tell your face that.
I can't. I'm Botox.
For the price of $1, and for those of you interested in what $1 was worth in 1892, it was $27. Still a good deal.
Well, no, because this was a mainstay. Part of the reason it was a powder house was during the American Revolution. So the British came, they kind of took this place over, and the Americans had a lot here. This tower has a tremendous amount of American history involved with it.
Really? Because it's quite small and penis-looking.
Yep. Yeah. We're near the raviolis where the EM reader has gone off a few times. So Spirit, if you can hear us, please try to come through. We actually have a high reading by the Texas Telegraph. Buff is recording that right now. If there is a ghost here, you can try to talk to us. We might not be able to hear you now, but we might be able to pick it up on the recording after. Is there a spirit here now? Did you pass in this location?
Do you enjoy New York Bakery's Texas toast with real cheese?
So I know at the end of last week's episode, we said we were going to dedicate this episode to EVPs. We were going to have our friend Walter come in and talk to us about us. Unfortunately, in true Ghost Hunting in New England style, that isn't happening.
Hi, this is Barry Corbett from Boston Paranormal, wishing Amelia continued success with the podcast for 2020. You're doing a great job exploring all the mysteries of our historic area. You can reach BPI at bostonparanormal.org. Happy hunting. Can't wait to hear about your next adventure.
Hey, it's Brendan Shea of Serial Spirits, the podcast, wishing all of you listeners a very, very happy holidays and looking forward to the new year. Roll right in there and rock it, man. 2020 is going to be the best. So I just want to tell you guys, if you have time during this holiday season, make sure you check out Serial Spirits, the podcast, at www.soundcloud.com, www.paranormalwarehouse.com, and also you can find us on iTunes. Guys, I love you all. Thanks for supporting all your friendly neighborhood podcasts. Until next time, be aware and be safe.
And today, we are doing something very, very fun. We have noticed, from looking at the numbers, that you guys really like hearing ghost stories.
Yeah, I think that's why we're in a ghost hunting podcast.
So, Ben, my alarm goes off again. I go to hit the snooze button again. I hear a voice, okay? And the voice says, check your phone. You're going into the movie today.
I can't believe your cat learned to talk.
No, it wasn't Liddy. It wasn't my cat. It was a voice in my head. I think it was an angel. I think an angel was telling me this. Could be an angel, could be a spirit guide, could be a ghost. Someone once told me they thought my closet was haunted. So, you never know.
Hi, Ghost Hunting in New England. It's your favorite spooky medium, Jamie Day. I just wanted to take a second to wish you all a very happy holiday season and a happy new year. I'm going to have some free New Year's intention setting stuff up on my social media if you want to give me a follow at Medium Jamie Day. And I can't wait to see you in the new year to bring you some more fun stuff with Ghost Hunting in New England. Happy holidays!
Hi, this is David Ray, the author of The Secret Roots of Christianity, Decoding Religious History with Symbols on Ancient Coins. I just wanted to say happy holidays to everybody and wish you a happy and prosperous 2020. In the new year, I'm looking forward to exploring further aspects of spirituality, its history, its presence in our lives, and new aspects revealed by new discoveries in evolving human consciousness. You can find me online at moodyw99@gmail.com.
By the way, it wasn't serendipity that brought us together. It was Tinder.
I know, we haven't talked about that. That was funny. How many theoretical physicists do you think are in Tinder?
There's me, and there's this guy called Michael, who lives in Ohio.
I think what Mike needs to do is check out Sedona, Arizona, because that place is bomb.com. That's like my favorite place I've ever been to. Mike, check it out. Send me pics. I want to see it. I went there. They called me an indigo child.
That's because you have dark hair.
Nope. That's not what an indigo child is. I don't really believe in them, but they said I was one.
It's like a black-eyed kid.
No, it's like higher vibration sent to like bring peace to the world.
Oh, you're a hippy-dippy kid.
I am a hippie kid.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah. I'm special. Someone give me a star.
1222 would be December 22nd, right?
Yes.
That's the day after Ab's birthday.
It's day after my mother's birthday, yes.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
I don't know.
Because it means nothing to me.
Not yet.
And you know what's weird? What? Is that now I see 1222 less, and I see 122 a lot.
Well, 122 is still in 1222.
I understand that.
So maybe you're running out of time. If you start seeing 12s all over the place next week...
then I'm going to die?
Well, I don't know, but something's happening.
I'm going to die? Is that what you're telling me? So then my alarm goes off again. I go to hit the snooze button again. I hear a voice. Okay? And the voice says, check your phone. You're going into the movie today.
I can't believe your cat learned to talk.
No, it wasn't Liddy. It wasn't my cat. It was a voice in my head. I think it was an angel. I think an angel was telling me this. Could be an angel, could be a spirit guide, could be a ghost. Someone once told me they thought my closet was haunted. So, you never know.
Well, there are people that will help us, but we have to pay them like an hourly rate to help us. Or I go with flirting with the guy at the front desk, and he comes down and helps us.
Hey, Don DeCristofaro here. I want to wish Amelia and Ghost Hunting in New England's thousands of listeners happy holidays and nothing but the best things to come in the new year from the Greater Boston Paranormal Associates.
Hey everyone, happy Wednesday and welcome to Ghost Hunting in New England with your hosts Amelia.
And Beth.
Happy post-Labor Day.
It is after Labor Day by the time everyone's hearing this, but that was just such a depressing statement because it means I'm probably going to have to go back to work soon.
That stinks.
Have a look at this! We gotta call the aquarium or something, dude!
So, let's wrap up Shadow People. Yay, Shadow People!
Or boo, shadow people!
We don't know. And today, we are talking about something really cool. But we're only talking about something really cool because we got ghosted.
We were totally ghosted.
Unbelievable. And today we have really awesome guests on.
We do?
We sure do, yeah. So this week, we'd love to welcome from my favorite podcast, the Unbelievers Podcast, Russ Ryan, Rob Oki, and Drea Mora. Hey guys, how are you?
Hey.
How are you guys?
What's happening?
Hi.
Hey.
So Beth is going on hiatus from the podcast. I'm looking at doing some other things with a lot of my time.
And we will miss her, and it's so sad. I'm going to miss Beth tremendously, and now I need more people to ghost hunt with, too. That way the show can stay funny. It's not as funny when I'm alone. Beth, this has been great, and thank you for these 6 months. It's been awesome and a ton of fun. So, yeah, I'm your host, Amelia, and I'm joined today in studio with my two lovely co-hosts, Mike and Lauren. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Of course. And this week, I'm joined in studio by the wonderful, beautiful Jamie Day. Jamie, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me again.
Many guests have sensed and sometimes even seen the warm, cordial presence of Captain James Fairfield, who seems very pleased to be the unseen host of his beautifully renovated home, and how they treat the guests in the same manner he would have if he was still alive. That seems like speculation.
Yeah.
Don't know too many palmists, and I definitely don't know any white male palmists with degrees from MIT who worked in high tech, and you're one in a million. So how did you kind of get into the world of spirituality?
Tell you a ghost story. Well, oftentimes it's not the house that's haunted. It's the people who are haunted.
This episode has been brought to you by Michael trying to sell his car.
Yeah, I've got a blue 2014 Nissan Altima SV. It's got, I think, 82,000 miles on it. And if anybody's looking for a car, it is running well. It doesn't need an oil change. I'll probably get it done before I sell it, though.
Thank you from our sponsor. I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did. I think that's so fun. Like I said, yeah, I've just had a blast, and Beth had a lot of fun too while she was still doing this. I love everyone who's involved with this podcast and hanging out with us. So thank you so much to everyone who we just heard from and everyone we're going to hear from in 2020 too. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I would just like to say a special thank you to everyone who's been on our show, including Barry Corbett of the Boston Paranormal Investigators, William Fox of the Long Island Paranormal Investigators, our friends Matt and Arthur up in Tewksbury, Sarah and Mike, who were so kind to let us investigate in their home, and James, who got us hooked up with those people. That was great. psychic medium Abigail Dalton of Open Door Studio in Braintree, everyone over at the Windham Restaurant up in Windham, New Hampshire, who was so kind to have us come up and while we were recording during dinner, and the wait staff there, everyone was so cool. Medium and Wiccan High Priest Tim Regan, who you can find up at Hex in Salem, for that awesome informative interview he gave to all of us. Dr. John, the theoretical physicist who came on and told us all about different ways that physics could play into ghosts and other spookiness, especially the stone tape theory. Medium Jamie Day, who has been on not one, not two, but three of our episodes. Thank you so much to her. Thank you, Jamie, as always. The staff over at the Oliver House in Middleborough, Mass, including Chris and Christy, as well as the Boston Paranormal Investigators, with whom we went and researched that location with. Everyone over at the Unbelievers podcast for coming in and doing a show with us, and also for being so incredible. We could not have gotten the show off the ground without you guys, and it's such a blessing to be a part of your community. Thank you. And with that, also Brendan Shea, who's also an Unbeliever, and his awesome podcast, Serial Spirits, John Kozik of the Salem Witchboard Museum, and Tim Ellis of Cirque of the Dead, which was an amazing show. I actually got to see it and it was incredible, and I can't wait to go back next year. Dan and Allison Neff of the Fairbanks House in Dedham, Massachusetts, for coming in and talking all about that. And numismatist David Ray, author of the book, The Secret Roots of Christianity, Decoding Religious History with Symbols on Ancient Coins. And of course, from last week's episode, Don D. Cristofaro of the Greater Boston Paranormal Associates. Thank you all so much for coming on. Of course, always thank you to all of our listeners who are sending all your drive-by ghostings in throughout the past 8 months. It's been absolutely incredible. And I would really, really love it if we had a big batch to start off 2020 with. So please, please send us some more. So I'd also like to give out some unofficial awards to some of our listeners who submit their drive-by ghostings. The first award goes to Gabe, who is our youngest submission. Gabe is the youngest person to ever send in his drive-by ghosting. I believe Gabe is 11 years old, and he's great. Thank you so much, buddy. We really appreciate it. So you get that award. The next award goes to Jen, from Maine, formerly from Massachusetts, because she always records herself when she sends me her drive-by ghostings, and that's awesome. And you guys can always record yourselves too. If you want to send us a recording, you can send it to me at ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com. Please make sure it's no more than 3 minutes. Next goes to Mike from Arizona, formerly from New England. He gets the funniest ones because his always kind of give me a little chuckle here and there. I feel like there's always like something kind of quirky in all of his stories, so I really like those. And finally, our number one goes to Daniel from Australia, mate. Thank you so much, Daniel, for sending us so many stories and sending us an amazing package that had Tasmanian devil stuffed animals in them from Australia. I love mine, and I know Beth loves hers, and it's been great getting to know you and having so many incredible stories coming to us from Australia every year. So woo! And really, everyone gets a prize because you've all been on this show. And as Gabe's mom says, there's really nowhere to go but down once you've made it big on ghost hunting in New England. Going into 2020, we have all kinds of fun things planned. I have some more co-hosts lined up, so that should be really great. If you ever want to co-host the show, please feel free to reach out to me, and we can try to make something work with that. We also have some ghost hunts planned, but that won't be actually probably until the spring, because I don't really like the cold weather. So in the spring, we can really look forward to some of those, but I am already talking to some people. I have two organizations I'm talking with right now, trying to get listener events set up and planned. So we all have that to look forward to in the late summer. That should all be happening, I want to say around August and September. I'm hoping to have two or three events set up then. In January, Ghost Hunting in New England will also be going on the road to Paris, France, as we do an episode on the Parisian catacombs and graveyards. Ooh, spooky. They got a lot of spooky stuff over there, so I'm really excited to check it all out. And I think that's it. I hope everyone has a really safe and happy holiday season. I hope everyone has an amazing, amazing new year. As always, please send us all your stories. I can't wait to hear them. This is a really great opportunity to go back and binge some of the episodes you haven't heard in a while, or some that maybe you might have missed. And sometimes the holidays can be, you know, a trying time for some people. Some people don't really like talking to their families, or maybe there's a lot of political talk going on at the table. And just as a reminder, I said it around Thanksgiving, but I'm going to say it again. Not everyone wants to admit they believe in ghosts, but everyone has a ghost story. So if you have a lull in a conversation or you just need to change the subject, just shout out, "Hey, anyone seen a ghost?" And I promise someone at the dinner table has. Thank you guys all so much for listening. You can find me online at ghosthuntinginnewengland.com, Facebook and Instagram at ghosthuntinginnewengland, Twitter, ghosthuntingne. Please follow us on Twitter. It's so embarrassing. We have like 60 followers. Send us an email, ghosthuntinginnewengland@gmail.com, or a carrier pigeon to beautiful, sunny Somerville, Massachusetts, care of Somerville Media Center. Thank you guys so much for this first year and first season. It's been incredible. I look forward to seeing you more in the new year. So don't forget to tip your barista. And as always, happy hunting.